2014 is the sequel in Republican Charlie Baker's bid for governor. 4 years ago, he ran and lost to the incumbent, Governor Deval Patrick, and Baker is hoping this new campaign will be different. Charlie Baker has a long history in Massachusetts. He grew up in Needham and held cabinet positions under Governors Bill Weld and Paul Cellucci as Secretary of Health and Human Services and later Secretary of Administration and Finance. Baker was also CEO of Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, and in this election, he's running on his experience as a problem solver. This morning, in our final candidate profile before Tuesday's primary election, WBUR's Asma Khalid reintroduces us to the Republican frontrunner, Charlie Baker.
You must have a very slow morning.
Charlie Baker is visiting Lowell for the 11th time this campaign season. On this trip, Baker, whose income the last 3 years averaged around $750,000, is meeting with street workers.
How you doing?
Hello.
Once the pleasantries are over and the old-school R&B music turns down, Baker dives into the quantitative questions.
So tell me, give me the numerator and the denominator here. So the
number of youth we serve.
He's trying to ask how many of the teens who go through the street worker program end up back in prison. But the way it comes out as a math fraction is a glimpse of the analytical brain behind his 6'6" frame. He is a policy wonk. After Baker graduated from Harvard, he joined the Mass High Tech Council. He went on to get his MBA at Northwestern, worked as a consultant for a couple years, and then left to help launch the Pioneer Institute, a free market think tank. In 1991, he joined the Weld administration as Undersecretary of Health and Human Services and quickly rose through the ranks.
I've been in a lot of meetings with Charlie.
Richard Tessay was Weld's campaign chairman at the time.
And I've been at meetings where I've sat for hours and when everybody in the room, you know, probably had no idea what the speaker was talking about. And Charlie would get up and within 30 seconds, you know, take a very complicated issue and pretty much boil it down to something that everybody understood.
Tessay and Baker have a long, tight-knit history. In the 90s, they were colleagues. In 2010, they were running mates. Tessay was the Republican lieutenant governor candidate during Baker's failed bid for the corner office. It's a defeat Baker does not publicly scrutinize much.
It's my second trip to the plate, and I think in some respects, I'm just more familiar with the nature of campaigning.
Pundits say the 57-year-old is softer, nicer this time around. But Baker insists there's no new Charlie Baker.
I think a lot of us learn from, hopefully, many of us learn from the first time we do something and we do it differently and hopefully better the second time. I certainly feel more comfortable as a candidate this time. I wear a tie less this time than I did the last time.
It's true. His uniform these days is a button-down collared shirt paired with khaki pants. And that's what he's wearing when we meet in his hometown of Swampscott. He talks as he nibbles on the remnants of a blueberry muffin.
This is Phillips Park, which is the football field, youth baseball, high school baseball. When's the first game?
Baker crosses the lawn, taking long strides, and heads to the bleachers to explain the giant personal strides he's made here in Swampscott.
The reason I picked this spot here is because this is where my wife and I spend a lot of time here as young parents becoming old parents. And our kids went from being young to being up and out of the house.
He speaks nostalgically about his three kids and his time as a selectman in Swampscott. Baker is the son of a Democratic mother and a Republican father. And he says he sees himself as fiscally conservative and socially moderate.
I've always been pro-choice. I'm pro-marriage equality. Always have been.
He says 4 years ago he talked about too many ideas. This time he's trying to keep his agenda simple.
Priority number one has to be to continue to improve the quality of our economy. So for me, it's really jobs, schools, and communities. It doesn't solve everything, but sure takes care of the stuff that matters most.
Baker is a man focused on results.
I don't think motive is enough, and I think in most circumstances, in most situations, if you're well-intended, that's great, but if you don't know what the right questions to ask are, or the right, or just the right lens to look at something through, you know, your ability to solve whatever problem it is you're trying to solve is probably going to be limited, and a big part of public service is about problem solving.
But Baker's own legacy in public service includes questions about the big dig.
Charlie Baker,
We can call him Charlie Big Dig Baker, talks about spending now against Democrats.
Democratic frontrunner Martha Coakley questioned Baker's competence in a recent Boston Herald radio debate.
He left behind that mess that wasn't overseen. It was cost overruns. I came in as Attorney General with federal, state, civil, criminal cost overruns.
The federal government significantly reduced how much money they were willing to reimburse the Commonwealth for in the middle of the Big Dig project.
Baker says he worked with the Clinton administration to figure out a way to pay for the project.
The fact that this keeps coming up just says to me that the Democrats have no new ideas.
But even with the digs about the Big Dig, a new WBUR poll shows more Democratic primary voters have a favorable opinion of Baker than an unfavorable opinion. And to win this election, Baker needs to peel away some of those Democrats, especially women. In 2010, he lost the women's vote by 24 points. This Women for Charlie phone banking night is one way the campaign is trying to chip away at the gender gap. The other is his wife, Lauren Baker, who's a lot more visible than she was 4 years ago.
I think voters, especially women, want to know about the kind of person that a candidate is. You know, they want to know about, is he a good father? Is he a good husband? Is he a good friend? Is he a compassionate person? And those are the kinds of things that I can talk about.
She lets others discuss her husband's experience.
He certainly has a good record as a budget manager in the Weld administration.
That's Tufts University political science professor Jeff Barry. Barry says Baker evokes the patrician image of the Republican Party. In between his years in government and his unsuccessful bid for governor, Baker joined the private sector. He was the CEO of the state's second largest health plan, Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare. He's credited with turning a company at the brink of bankruptcy into one of the nation's top health insurers. And most recently, he also worked for a venture capital firm. Barry says Baker's private sector work is a plus, but it depends how the story is told.
Baker is going to run as a dynamic, problem-solving businessman. And the Democrats are going to portray him not as a bright, dynamic capitalist, but as a greedy plutocrat and someone who's really out of touch with everyday Americans.
Barry says, in reality, Baker fits into a long tradition of moderate Republicans. The trouble is, registered Republicans are a dying breed in Massachusetts. So in order to win, he'll need a lot of votes from across the aisle. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.